This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan again at this time, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. And this is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. And I'd like to let me hear from you if you would. I appreciate every one of you who write. Many of our folks write me and tell me they're listening to the Old Trailblazer broadcast, tell me to keep on. And I'm going to keep on doing that by the grace of God. We'll get in our study in just a moment. I want to bring you one of our radio choir songs and let you listen, and maybe you'd like to know how you could get a hold of some of these. So if you would, you write me and I'll send you that information. So let's listen right now as a choir sing. Come on, choir, let's sing. Amen. Would you tell me if you like these gracious songs? Write me and let me know if you enjoy hearing them, and we'll keep playing them once in a while. But this is the Old Trailblazer. I want to get back to our message now, our study on divine healing and blood redemption. We're looking there, what the scripture says there in James 5, 13, 14, and see how that scripture has been misquoted. And I wish you'd go there and read it. And the sick is to call the elders, and the elders to go pray the prayer of faith and anoint that sick one with oil. He doesn't say what oil. They usually used olive oil back there in those days. And listen now. Now, whose faith is it? It says pray the prayer of faith. Whose faith is it? It's the faith of the elders. Let me tell you something, folks. You pastors, call yourself an elder. That puts us on the spot, doesn't it? If you're invited into a sick room on this promise, you kneel down there, lay there, stand there, whatever you do, and pray it, and that individual is not healed, that fault is not in that fellow's fault. It's your fault. Yeah, that's right. It's your fault. Now, Pastor Shelton told me of this occasion one time along this line. He said he went to a place to preach, and he wasn't able to speak hardly on account of a sore throat, and he had gone to lay down a while and get some rest, and while he was asleep, somebody came in there and anointed him with oil and prayed over him. But when he woke up, he felt worse. It wasn't no better. He proceeded to tell me that I didn't have any faith. The individual who had done that told the pastor he didn't have any faith. But listen, the pastor didn't call for him. He didn't know he was even in there. It was his responsibility. If he had prayed the prayer of faith, the pastor would have been healed. that responsibility was not was his, not the pastor's. And I want to tell you something, folks. You listen, pastor, elder, you better listen. We better be careful how we use God's word. Yes, we better be mighty careful how we use it. And we better be careful about these promises of God. And I want to tell you, every elder who's listening to me, when you're called on to pray for the sick, you go there and pray for them and anoint them with oil. And it's your responsibility, not the sick, according to James 5:13 through 16. I know the pastor told me of another occasion where two fellows had came to him one night and asked him to pray for them. Both of them had been out drinking. And he told them, said, I can't pray for y'all. I can't pray. No. The only reason they wanted to be prayed for so that they could go on living in their sin. And he said he knew it. And he told them, unless you turn to the Lord, you're going to go into hell for your trouble. He was true to them, just like the old trailblazer is true to you. The only reason in the world you want to be healed is to go on living. That's what he told them. And unless you turn to the Lord, you'll never be blessed. I tell you, my friend, we need some frank preaching along this line, don't we? Do you have any frank preaching in your church? I know in our services here, the Lord has been laying things on my heart along this line to be honest and to be true and to be biblically sound with our folks. You know, I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed or embarrassed to tell folks if they never repent, they're going to hell. I'm not ashamed to do that. Why? Because that's what God's word says. It says over there in Luke 13, I believe it is, in two verses, one following right after the other. He says, except ye repent, ye shall likewise perish. And this was the Lord Jesus Christ speaking, even though every word in the Bible is inspired by the Lord. And then John the Baptist, what did he tell that bunch of snakes that came out there to hear him? He said, unless ye repent, you're going to hell. Oh, my friend, and that's what God's man is responsible for, telling you folks out there, whoever the Lord gives me as a listener, if the Lord moved your heart to turn in here to this radio station and you hear me, I'm to be true to your soul. I'm not to preach the smooth things and smooth over the gospel and pat you on the back. Well, you know, Grandma, you all right. Your old head's full of white hair and your shoulders is all stooped over and you've been a good mother all your life and you're going on to be... No, sir. That's not my responsibility. My friend, if you don't know the Lord, it don't matter how white your hair is, how stooped over your body is, and none of those things. Salvation is knowing the Lord. Coming to see the Lord is as your Savior and your Lord and being forgiven for your sins. That's salvation. Trusting the Lord. Folks asked me, said, Pastor, what is salvation? Trusting the Lord. Trusting Him. Trust Him. Do you trust the Lord at this time? Oh, well, I know if I'd... Yeah, no. I'm asking you, is salvation a reality to you? Do you know the Lord? If the Lord, if your life was ended at this time, tonight, today, if you went out into eternity, would you go be with the Lord? Or would you wind up in a devil's hell? My friend, listen, the old trailblazer has no better sense than to be true to your soul. And I have men calling me now from all over America, young men, old men, pastors and preachers. They say, Trailblazer, I can't preach like you do. They'd put their rollers under me. Well, listen, fella, if you're compromising God's word, they ought to put the rollers under you. But if you're afraid to lose your good giver, so to speak, if you call sin, sin, you need to go back and dig taters for a living. That's right. People ask me, Pastor, can you get saved shacking up? No, you can't get saved shacking up. The Lord never saved anybody in his sin. He saved them from their sin. Oh, but my friend, we just don't, in the last month or so, I've had folks tell me, said, Pastor, you're hitting the nail on the head. Our folks are lost and dying and going to hell, and this Lord is coming soon, and our folks are dying without hope and without Christ. My friend, and I know even under the sound of my voice, my radio ministry, my radio work that we've done, the First Baptist Church of Algiers, and I know a lot of those folks don't hear me. They're out there traipsing around in the world living in sin. They don't hear me. But my friend, I pray for them day by day, and I'm asking my men here and women to pray for that group of individuals who have come up under this ministry. Their moms and dads came here and were saved, no doubt. And they come up, and when they got to be teenagers and went out and they abandoned every principle that they ever had. Oh, they say, well, I love the pastor. I love Pastor Pendarvis. He's my pastor. And if some of them dies, they call me to bury them. But my friend, they're not saved. They're not trusting the Lord. They're not worshiping the Lord. If Christ doesn't mean anything to them. And they're embarrassed if you ask them, do they know the Lord? They know they hang their head because they know that they know better. And there's a group out there, hundreds of them, that I know personally that I'm asking the Lord for to bring them back. Bring them back. I'm not critical of them. I love them. I want them to come back and hear the gospel and be saved and get honest with the Lord. Did you know you're going to get honest with the Lord before you ever get saved, my friend? You are. Before you ever get saved, you're going to get honest with the Lord. You can't run around and spout off and all this about who you are and what you've done and all this stuff, and I won't have that old preacher to tell me I'm lost. I don't tell you I'm lost. I tell you by God's grace that you're a sinner. And that you must be saved, you must come to Christ, you must repent, you must take the blame, you must acknowledge what a sinner you are. The Lord don't have to save you. Let me just drive that home to your heart before I have to get off of this radio. The Lord don't have to save you. You can rear and buck and pitch and snort, do whatever you want to. And say, I go to the big church where the pastor don't offend me. Well, just go ahead. Just go ahead down there to that big church where he don't offend you. But he may be there at hell with you. He may be there. Preacher, you going to be there with that fella? If your message is not offensive, did you know something, preacher? God's word is offensive. It says, if the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It says that the weapon of death is formed for you, and it's to meet you at your coming, my friend. Listen, it says hell is enlarging itself. I'm telling you, friends, I know you folks call me and say, preacher, you've been on a tear. Well, I want to be on a tear. Because I don't want to go out into eternity having misrepresented God's word and been slack. You know, you don't have to do anything to compromise God's word. Just don't say nothing. Just don't say nothing. You tell me you saved and you don't have no testimony. The Bible says always be ready to give account of the hope that you have within you. Can you do that? Can you stand up in prayer meeting next Sunday night and say, Mr. Pastor, Mr. Trib, Mr. Leader, I want to thank the Lord for saving an old sinner like me. And opening my heart, and I want to just thank that old Trailblazer for being true to my soul. I want y'all to pray for him. He's just an old ignoramus that the Lord called and saved, and he needs our prayers and he needs our support. Let's support him. Let's take up an offering tonight for him. Send it to him down there at Radio Mission, my friend. Listen, we're not here for long. Did you know you're not here for long? I'm not be here for long. No. You might turn this radio on any time, and they'll say, well, we have a sad announcement to make. No. Let's just keep going. Keep going until the Lord says enough, my friend. That's what we're going to do. But let me ask you this. If I don't tell you the truth, who is? You know anybody else that called your name when you shacking up, do you? Oh, my friend, listen. I know what it is to be true to souls of men. It takes grace. It takes a lot of grace to be true to souls of men. But this is the old Trailblazer. And the Lord has given me that grace. But you remember my mailing address, will you? Help me with the broadcast. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785.